Let your word enter the depths of my heart, Jesus. Let your word bring light.
当黑暗的时候，你的圣言带来光明。
Let your word bring clarity.
将你的圣言在黑暗中、混浊中带给我清醒。
Let your word bring peace.
在混乱中，你的圣言带给我们平安。
Let there be sickness. Let your word bring healing.
在患病之中，你的圣言带给医治。
So you speak, Lord.
主请发言。
Your servant is listening.
你仆人在此静听。
A reading from the letter to the Philippians, chapter 2.
腓立比书。腓立比书二章一至五节。
If then there is any encouragement in Christ.Any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit,
any compassion and sympathy,
make my joy complete.
Be of
the same mind,
having
the same love, being full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit,
but
in humility.
自寸心谦下，彼此该想自己不如人。个人不可只顾自己的事，也该顾及别人的事。你们该怀有基督耶稣所怀有的心情。
The word of the Lord.Blessed Mother, intercede and pray for us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Blessed
are all hearts with
you.
Blessed are the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now. Lord Jesus, pray for us. 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 Lord Jesus, pray for us.
Lord Jesus,
pray for us. Lord Jesus, pray for us. Lord Jesus, pray for us. Lord Jesus,赞美主，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
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 听唔到啊，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，
赞
美主，赞美耶稣，你好吗？赞美主，哈利路亚，
哈
利路亚。
Being in the presence of Jesus, those of you who were there in the John Paul II Center, you would have heard me saying this for those who have come only yesterday for the morning session.
I have a clause for
giving my talks.
在我要有一個規矩嘅，喺我分享有啲規矩，每一位人都要笑嘅。
It is not an option.
这个不是一个选择，你是一定要笑。
I'm tired of looking at sad Catholics.
是的，啲人攰，除了教友，
喺
教友个个都应该。
Because in the church, every time we sit, we don't smile at all.
仲笑嘅。
We've forgotten to smile.
系好
难
都
唔记得笑。Father, your churches seem so cold.
咦？神父俾人话，你个圣堂嗰啲教友好冷淡。唔係因為冷氣，所以我哋喺教會，我哋係好豐盛，亦都唔係因為錢。喺教會好豐盛，就係因為嗰個所謂聖神個修為上面，我哋係好豐富。所以喺呢一種修為上面嘅，好多人都會咁樣去睇，亦都會係受到祝福。但係咧有一樣嘢，就係成日都爭咗一樣嘢喺呢個教會入邊，喺我哋教堂啫嘛，就係我哋就係兄弟姊妹。兄弟姊妹的交往流程，
咁啊係
啊，呢個就係好難接受，唔係好難接受。小問題就係喺聖神嗰度，聖神嘅降臨都係嗰啲教堂嗰度，相對嚟嗰啲教友嘅交流會好好，大家都能互相之間會問候啦。 但係我打招呼啦。但係喺普通教會，我哋就會照顧自己，就好似成日為自己咁。就好似譬如一個長票嘅派對咁啊。如果有四個人咧都坐喺度啦，如果第五個人嚟緊坐嘅時間啦，想佔少空間已經會就有啲唔受歡迎啦。因為我哋好似淨係睇自己，所以我哋應該要彼此明白，我哋都要為彼此去考慮。一定要為人哋考慮，為人哋着想。喺基督徒嘅團體咧，因為我哋係一齊祈禱啦，所以人同人之間信得好緊要。所以我哋亦都好重要，就係有一種温暖，一種擁抱嘅，即係大家嚟到喺個天主嘅臨在面前咧，都係一齊。所以係一個喜樂同埋一個快樂。都會在這個中間存在很重要的，我們都有，所以有一個方法去做這個，就是我們要笑，就是在面上掛上笑容。面上掛上笑容的話，就是都是耶穌的臨在，在笑容掛上，你不會回到家空手而回，你也都不會少失任何，如果你笑在耶穌的臨在裡面，你就會笑。讚美主，阿利路亞。在新加坡，在來香港之前，在新加坡做你比賽，每一朝呢我都會去跑步啦。那裡都有一個很漂亮的公園，在我教堂的後面，那我就跑步。當我跑步的時候呢，我就會對人笑，這個就很難的，因為呢個個都是向下望的，都不望人的，都不是很打招呼的同人。因為昨天我站在堅尼地城望下去，在 John Paul II Center 都沒有人望大家的，個個都是就一直望著電話啦，一直望著地下啦，就沒有人望人的樣子。所以在新加坡我第一天說笑，沒人笑，第二天沒人笑，第三天我都想繼續笑，但我發覺呢有一個方法。所以有一天在100米之前我看到我已經開始笑定了，那我 keep 保持這個笑容就是有僵硬了，所以在就他舉一舉我，他就看到了，那他就不能笑了，所以就會笑。所以這個時候我就會得到這個笑容的回報，這個有一個方法，但是笑也都是幫助治療，他可以帶來一個溫暖，基督徒團體是達到醫治的。感謝天主，可以望下左望下樣，就笑下啦嚇，同啲兄弟姊妹祝福下啦，笑下啦嚇，大家坐下啦，前前後後笑下，唔該大家嚇，輕鬆啲。嚇，唔好等啦嚇，你笑定先啦嚇，你笑定先，唔好等人笑你先笑啦。咁呢個好緊要啦，因為咧，你會知道就邊個同一齊個讚美。喺呢個團體入邊咧，我哋亦都真係，我哋係將個信德咧，就互相扶持嘅。我哋互相扶持住個信仰，所以當喺個團體入邊咧，我哋一齊讚美嘅話咧，呢個力量就會大啦。因為整個信仰都會住我哋，每一個人同我哋旁邊嘅咧，亦都基於。亦都係一個方法，祈禱嘅方法，呢個成為一個所有教會團體嘅越嚟越強。大家嗰個信仰得到相連，喺今日嘅環節入邊，因為就係點解？因為你有兄弟姊妹坐喺你旁邊，係佢哋嘅信德，亦都係有一個所謂嘅影響。如果你得唔到醫治嘅話咧，亦都係同一個兄弟姊妹，你會周圍望，所以你一定要留意下邊個同你一齊，呢啲人會就會對你可能有所影響。但係我哋唔會係一個人行呢個旅程，我哋會遇到每一個人行呢個旅程。我哋唔會一個孤單地行呢個旅程，我哋都係一齊咁樣去行。咁喺海洋公園嗰度，咁喺公園嘅時間咧就啊，咁係一個海洋嘅動物啊工作人員啦，亦都係 Touch 嗰度其中一個工作人員。咁佢咧係話俾我哋聽點解 點解啲魚咧一齊去，一齊去啲小魚點解一齊去？因為佢哋去睇咗嗰種睇嗰啲幻覺，俾啲大魚嚟講，就好似望落一條大魚咁樣。所以當我記得嗰啲企鵝咧，嗰啲小企鵝咧，喺澳洲你有嗰啲小企鵝嘅，喺呢個菲律賓啦，咁佢哋嚟咧，我哋一齊喺海岸度上岸。It's okay. You're excited. I
forgot about
you. Yeah, obviously, 係好明顯啦，你唔記得我。咁所以咧，所以佢哋一齊喺呢個海岸度上岸啦。咁佢好開心睇到啦，你見到嗰啲嗰啲小企鵝喺個海灘咁啊，就喺海岸上面嗰度等喎。咁佢哋等咩咧？佢哋跟住佢哋行咗一公里，行咗個地，咁就去到佢哋嘅小洞嗰度，但係嗰度會等嘅。咁呢種日落之後咧，就會係發生㗎啦。咁佢哋就去等。咁當數上千嗰啲小企鵝一齊上嚟嘅話，佢哋會一齊行㗎啦。所以咧，所以個鷹咧嗰啲天上嗰啲禽鳥咧，見到一大堆嗰啲人一齊睇咧，所以你會睇嗰啲小企鵝諗法都係好偉大。但係咧喺人嚟㗎啦。我哋就唔係咁做，我哋只係獨自咁樣去行。我哋係作為一個祈禱嘅旅行，我哋為一個耶穌一個旅程，作為一個去應許之地咧，我哋就應該一齊去到呢個地方。所以我哋要有一個責任咧，就喺呢個旅程就要有一個。記得仲喺我哋備戰中心入邊啦。我喺呢個 Table 印度喺孟買，亦都係一個其中一個最大嘅備戰中心啦。咁喺都幾忙嘅，幾多人嘅。喺一日嘅 retreat， 我哋大概可以有12,000人一齊參加，好多儀式，好多奇蹟會發生。喺一個備戰入邊咧，我哋咧基本上有兩個地方嘅。大概在3公里之外，但是都是一個同一個備戰中心，只不過大概我們因為不夠地方，有其中一個地方，所以我們在另外3公里以外再買一個地方去做第二個備戰中心。所以一個地方當我留在那裡的話，我們有一個英文的備戰，在另外一個地方我們有一個印度的備戰，就是本地的語言。所以呢，那裡有一位媽媽會帶她兒子來備戰的。她第一天來，在星期一開始她帶來在我面前揸住佢仔嘅手啦，19歲到啦個小朋友，揸住呢個男仔嘅手就帶嚟翻到面前，咁我就望住呢個細路仔，我就未見過一個人咁死嘅，好似你聽過未？呢個喪屍，你聽過未？喪屍未？當佢望住我咧，就好似我好似唔存在一樣嘅。佢好似當我透明咁樣。咁阿媽揸住佢手咧，喺佢大肚面前，佢又吩咐你請你為我仔祈禱啦。佢得到一個經驗，佢同一個女仔相戀啦。咁但係得到好大抑鬱啊！佢好死啊！佢已經知佢身邊發生咩事，佢已經真係死到咁樣喺佢心入邊。咁佢阿媽咧就為佢祈禱，亦都希望天主醫治佢。我就話俾佢聽，我真係見到佢真係好傷心，因為佢完全只接收到任何嘢或者天主嘅聖言，就算我教啦，佢唔明一任何嘢，因為佢冇人喺嗰度。嗱喺個備戰中心咧，我哋有房間咧，但係嗰度哋都係。宿舍啦，有男宿舍啦，同女宿舍係分開。咁 佢就做喺宿舍入邊。個問題係咧，媽媽咧個仔啦嚟啦，媽媽去咗啊女士嘅宿舍，男仔青年就去咗男嘅宿舍。咁佢自己一個咩都做唔到嘅，佢只係淨係坐咗喺度。喺夜晚黑嗰時，佢就企起身，佢就行啦。咁佢就走咗去嘅咯，因為佢都唔知佢去邊。所以咧，當佢阿媽點做咧？就喺成個備戰中心過程入邊咧，咁一邊男同女係分開兩邊噶，咁喺中間咧，咁就有一個小路啦。咁嗰度係有一個閘咧鎖住咗，所以兩邊就唔可以去嚟進行相通啦。咁阿女宿舍個媽媽咧就會坐咗喺閘口嗰度。就成晚坐咗喺閘口嗰度，所以個仔咧就走唔甩啦。呢個第一日，第二日啦，第三日啦，每晚都係。你仲記得？仲記得我喺個台上邊我講道啦。咁呢個年輕人咧，佢就企起身啦。佢正點樣？但係當佢睇到我嘅話咧，佢就企啦，佢就會走上祭台前邊。佢想講，但係乜嘢都講唔出，所以就會帶翻佢坐翻低。呢個係咩？呢個係一個好痛苦，亦都冇機會見到係搞笑。個媽媽要喂個仔，真係要喂佢食嘢。個皮青喺星期三完啦，跟住佢哋完咗星期三完，即係跟住嚟到我就最尾個皮青嗰時間啦。佢見到個仔冇改變，我哋見到咧其實有好多皮青嘅皮青，有啲話攞到癌症會得到醫治啦，心臟病得到醫治啦，佢聽唔到嘢可以得到醫治啦，好多皮青出現，但係呢個男仔咧係完全發覺喺星期三晚完。全係一模一樣，任何改變都冇。佢就話俾我知：神父啊，我可唔可以再參加一個比賽？跟住我話：我話呢個仔可能真係需要一個心靈嘅治療，所以帶個醫生去睇睇先。我父親啊，神父好啊，我已經帶佢去睇心靈醫生，我需要耶穌醫治，所以我好啦。咁你再參加個比賽啦，好啦，咁佢再參加比賽。同一個故事，成晚佢就坐喺出邊睇住個細路喺度。星期三，佢再嚟，佢話俾我知，我望住個仔係冇任何改變。跟住我話俾媽媽聽，我話帶佢睇心理醫生，我話再嚟一個鼻症啦。我話唔得啦，我話你仔帶個仔去睇心理醫生，我睇多一次。跟住我最好啦，好啦，我哋俾佢一個小房，一個好細嘅房間，因為個媽媽就會就坐咗喺出邊。跟住我哋參加咗呢個鼻症啦，喺星期三晚再第三個鼻症之後咧，跟住佢嚟到我，佢就話俾我聽：神父，再嚟一個啦。我話你話我你唔會再得個鼻症，即係如果你個仔你一定要走去睇神，一定要睇神。跟住佢話，跟住佢走咗。嗱，我話俾你，兩個有兩個地方啦，一個係英文嘅鼻症，另外一個有一個印度嘅鼻症。喺星期二咧，我去咗嗰度講一個 talk 啦。咁就喺到第四，去到第四個禮拜嘅時間咧，我就喺英文嗰度做。喺星期二咧，我去到第二個地方，四公里嗰度，我去嗰度啦，我就講我個。咁就好啦，咁就見到個母子喺嗰度。佢哋係由呢個地方去第二個地方，因為嗰度係有一個分隔啦。因為嗰度只係一個星期，我唔知佢哋係喺同一個學期度，或者係參加同一個組織，所以大家都可以唔錯。辛苦的主，但係我真係好想耶穌醫治我仔。之後咧，佢就完成咗鼻症啦。喺三個禮拜之後咧，我哋有一個第一個星期嘅祈禱啦，我度大概1万2千人參與。咁嗰個女士咧嚟咗啦，嚟到我個寫字樓，跟住佢同三個仔嚟啦，跟住佢望住我，佢就話：辛苦你認唔認得我？我話：我係啊，我係嗰啲得嚟。跟住我話：你望一望啊。 睇下我後邊，睇下我後邊，仲有我哋有三個男人啦，佢哋邊三個？你唔認得佢哋啊？佢話一個，其中一個就係我男仔。
I saw him totally different as amazingly changed, smart, dressed, smart, smoked, he spoke to me so well, he told me how I spoke to him so well, he told me how I spoke to him so well, he told me how I spoke to him so well, he told me how I spoke to him so well, he told me how I spoke to him so well, he told me how I spoke to him so well, she was spiritually strong.
性性就很強，
and therefore she understood that there she had a son who wasn't even able to hear the word of God, wasn't able to do anything, but she was ready to become that spiritual support. I call it a spiritual railing. You know, wherever you have steps, you have a railing where you can hold. And sometimes in life we need a spiritual railing as well.To hold on to because we can't take the next step. And this young boy couldn't take the next step. And he had his mother who was spiritually strong enough to start becoming a spiritual railing for this young boy. She journeyed with him when it was so difficult. She journeyed with him. She could have just taken him back home and talked to herself, oh, well, nothing's going to change.But she didn't give up. She stood because of her faith. She was strong. She was able to become that spiritual railing on which he could lean on to and journey through those difficult moments till the Lord touched and the Lord healed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 To be a spiritual railing, you have to be spiritually strong.And the Lord is calling us as a community to be spiritual railings to the other. As a community, when, that is why I said, we cannot journey alone. We cannot think to ourselves that I'm going to get to the promised land all by myself. At times the Lord will ask you and invite you to be a spiritual railing to people around you. You should have a heart to be able to see that.To see that someone around me requires me to be a spiritual railing, for them to lean on to. It's not easy. To carry on that task of a spiritual railing is not easy. The person leans on to you. And that is why the letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verse 3, do nothing from selfish ambition, nor conceit.But in humility, regard others as better than yourselves. Regard others as more important than yourselves. Usually when we come into church, we are so busy praying for our own intentions. I wonder if we even turn to our left, our right, and ask our brother or sister, is there anything you want me to pray for you for? Sometimes we don't even see them.During the Mass, there's only one time when we get to see the people around us. What is that? It's a sign of peace. But that also sometimes a sign of peace is towards the floor. All the floor has lots of peace. But it makes so much of a difference. Do we even regard the other person's prayer more important than mine?To be able to be a spiritual railing, asking them, is there something I can pray for you? I remember this retreat we were having in Sydney, in our retreat center, and I was over there. And we were having, I think it was a couples retreat. And during the couples retreat, we were having special prayers for Chinese couples. And so during the adoration, I asked the people, those of you who are praying for the gift of a child,and that is when there was a lady who had already had one child, but it's been many years and she's been praying for another baby. And she was praying specifically during that retreat for another baby. And that is when I asked them to stand, all these people stood. And I knew because on the first day of the retreat, this lady came and told me her intention. She said, Father, I'm praying for the gift of another child.But when I asked those who were praying for the gift of a child to stand, I saw this lady sitting.
我聽到佢説法係坐低喎，
係俾證
之後，
呢
個最尾一次
咁樣
攞俾證之後，然後
之後
我問佢，
我
叫佢企
起身，
點解你
要企起身？
呢個係你意向嚟㗎，佢就話。
Father, the moment I saw others standing, especially those who are childless, I thought to myself, Lord, let this be
the
new one. If now it is about me getting a second, forget that, let them get the first. That's how we become spiritual railings. Other people are not strong enough, we carry them. It's a burden to carry the other, but the Lord is asking us to be spiritual railings to the other. In the book of Judith, there's a beautiful incident in the scriptures. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Have you read the book of Judith? How many of you have read the book of Judith? Can you raise your hands?
Praise
God. Three women and one man have read it. Very, very surprising. Praise God.
Praise God.
I mean, nowadays, so, praise God for it. But usually we have, nowadays you have these women's rights and feminist movements and everything has to be inclusive, and therefore even when some people read the Bible, they say, you know, when it's written he, they say, why only he, why not she, bar she as well, so change everything. And in that case, I'm very surprised when all that you ask and demand for, you don't even read some of the amazing women of the scriptures. Judith is one of them. She's one of the most amazing women of the scriptures because she's come from a very, very difficult situation. She's a widow. In Israel, a widow had no acceptance. But Judith was different. There's a situation that happens with the people of Israel that's connected with Judith. The word says in Judith chapter 7, the Israelites were there, the Assyrian army had covered the Israelites and they had no way to go out. They cut off all their resources. They are waiting around to destroy the Israelites. They all covered with the Assyrian army. And that is when they have no resources, this is their state in Judith chapter 7. Judith chapter 7.
And read
from verse 19 onwards. The Israelites then cried out to the Lord their God for their courage failed, because all their enemies had surrounded them, and there was no way to escape from them. The whole Assyrian army, their infantry, chariots, and cavalry surrounded them for 34 days until
拜特利亚居民所有的蓄水器都已空了，蓄水池都干了，没人会有一天喝得畅饮，因为水是分配给人喝的。当所有的水完了，所有都冇啦，所有都空了，佢嗰度已经冇任何水，所以天主话。
Judith
7:22.
Their children were listless, and the women and young men fainted from thirst. They were
not
able to walk.
The
women and young men fainted from thirst.
They
were not able to walk. The women and young men
fainted
from
thirst.
They were not able to walk. The women and young men fainted from thirst. They were not able to walk. The women and young men fainted from thirst. They were not able to walk. Why do you not make a pact with the Assyrian army? If you had made a pact, we would not have been in this situation. So Uzziah, listening to them, he tells them in Judith chapter 7, verse
13.三十節咁講，
奧
齊也就對他們說：弟兄們，振作精神，再忍耐五天，也許上主我們的天主在這個時期內向我們再施行嘅恩慈，因為他決不會永遠拋棄我們。如果過了這一期仍得不到救援，我就依照你們的話 办理。
Let's wait for five days.
让我再等多五日，跟住俾天主多五日。喺呢个如果再冇任何举落嘅话，咁我哋就跟你嘅话处理。咁安齐啊，呢个就系讲
好。
安齐我话乜嘢系好噶？
你
大家有冇讲？我哋俾天主多五日，我哋俾多天主多五日，唔好失去信心。我哋等多五日，系咪好咧？听唔到。系咪好惊讲系定唔系啊？系咪惊犯错误咧？就系咪住？好唔好啊？呢个唔好。
Though it sounds very good, then when you hear it, let's give God 5 days and
five
days, God will work something.
And then we'll
see what
God
will do.
Okay, but
what happens
after that?
Then if God
doesn't
do
that
in
those
5 days,
then we'll leave.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Judith hears about this.
You can see it. It's like this.
A woman.
A woman. A woman.一個寡婦，跟住喺佢，佢應該一句嘢都唔好講。但係天主聖言咁講啦，呢位係咩嘅女士啊？喺八章四節，佢已經係三年嘅問題。這時候就係居家守寡已有三年零四個月，她在屋的上搭上了一個帳幕。腰束褲帶，身穿寡婦衣食，除了安息前日與安息日、月數前日與月數以及以色列家的節慶期慶之外，在他居怪佢哋天天禁食，他的容貌姣美，豔麗好看。
她
是一個靈性上很強的一個女士，靈性上很強，真的很強。當她是靈性上那麼強的話，她有個能力去成為一個靈性上的
人。
所以我
們
就
因為她
就算
沒
有水沒有走到，但是又記得她是她告訴她就要通過什麼呢？通過這個，就算是很乾很飢渴，她也是經歷過很乾和很飢渴，但她這樣說，第八章，在十一節這樣說，她這樣說，大家同我打門一來到，就對他們說，拜達利亞居民的首長，請聽我說，你們今天說著百姓前說的話實在不對，同時竟然對天主發誓說，五天以後，上主不來回，就將城池交給敵人。你们是什么人？今日竟敢试探天主？你是谁？去计同天主计时间，计五日。
God, you should do it in 5 days. What is this? Threatening the Lord?
你而家点啊？威吓
恐吓
天主啊？俾五日之内搞掂佢。
Timing for God. God, you've got 5 days.
天主你得五日。
You know, many times.
你好多时间咩？
我哋
真系好有时会咁样嘅喎。
I will give God this much time. Let God do it in this much time. This is exactly what Jesus said. How dare you do that? It was
impossible.
For if he does not choose to help us within these 5 days,
Judith 8:15,
for if he does not choose to help us within these 5 days,
如果他
再
不来不肯前来施救，他仍有权力在他原的时日保护我们，或在我们仇敌前将我们消灭。所以为什么你会够胆给五日天主？
她
变成
是
怎
样？她
真的很强，灵性上。当她的周围都看到，她的里面大家都已经是崩溃了，她就不会让他们有她的。繼續去支持他們，
他
要告訴他們個真相，
他
要告訴他們一個方向是怎樣，他就會真正一個很漂亮的一個靈性的一個支援。在十七節，為此我們只有等待他的救援，呼求他來援助，如果他願意，必會俯聽我們的呼聲。感謝主，讚美主，阿利路亞。在24節，所以兄弟們，如今我們應為同胞仲好榜樣，因為他們的生命是於我們聖所、聖殿和祭壇，也賴我們來維護。為了這一切，我們要感謝上主，我們的天主。 讚美主，哈利路亞，哈利路亞。所以咁呢個好依靠我哋，就讓我哋繼續去行向前。你應該要繼續喺右帝都書，你應該繼續去睇啊！你自己去睇呢咁多女士，你可以繼續去睇呢個故事啦。知道係呢個好靚嘅女士，我哋應該能夠明白佢呢個咁呢個聖經咁美麗。當你咁樣做，咁你就你唔會嗌交，你就唔會再睇他男他女他噶啦，因為你睇到哇呢、這個咁靚嘅人喺呢一度睇到喺呢個聖言入邊咧，呢度呢個女士嘅聖言係講得多過男人嘅。感謝主，讚美主，阿利路亞。但你知有啲女成日都係即係睇男他女他，點解會咁麻煩睇呢啲嘢咧？
讚美主，
阿利路亞。喺之後咧，你會睇到就會由第得嘅故事咧，所有啲人咁樣，但係佢將佢自己就係擺佢。中間就讓我幫佢哋解決問題。一個女人有咁強嘅靈性上面，佢成為一個靈性上嘅支援，佢帶領所有人咧去行呢個旅程，一路去跨過佢哋生命上嘅困難，成一種一個
威靈
去做一個靈性上嘅支援，讓我哋成為上得到支援。所以我喺天主面前。这个也是天主的力量，一个灵性上的力量。你肯祈祷，也有一个灵性上的祈祷。天主要问你，你有没有望向问自己？你有没有望向家里人？你有没有兄弟姊妹？他需要去带你去行前个几步，去揸住他的手，同他们一起去行。因为这个就是重在耶稣给臨在你身上，讚美主，阿利路亞。咁呢個喺丹尼爾書，當蘇珊娜俾人罪啊罪嗰時間，佢亦都俾人係誣衊啦。所以啲人話佢蘇珊娜就望住天，佢就向天上喊説：丹尼爾聽到呢個呼聲，丹尼爾聽到呢個呼聲咧，丹尼爾就成為靈性上嘅支援咧，係支援蘇珊娜嘅佢。跨越呢個困難，亦都譬如話喺亞堅拿，當佢冇喺加勒芬爾冇咗手啦，冇人話俾聖母聽，但係有人睇到。當佢睇到我話，我成日都諗，嗰陣我喺亞芬爾加勒芬爾有好多人㗎，有好多唔同嘅人喺度。當其他人啊，咁你話嗰啲人喺度做咩咧？你話嗰啲嘢喺加勒芬要做啲咩？當所有酒都冇曬啦。如果你去到個婚禮，我唔知香港婚禮係點樣噶啦。我記得我見到啲相片咧，嗰啲男新郎新娘係唔知其中13、14層牀都，佢哋擺好多好靚嗰啲。呢啲玻璃喺嗰度啦，跟住嗰啲就係有啲香檳杯啦，就因為冇好多地方去影相啦，所以佢哋要走上去屋頂天台啦地方。所以我唔知香港係點樣嘅，但係你有時去飲，你都識有飲宴噶啦，係咪？咁當你去飲宴嗰時，當你就算未食嘅話，已經食曬，咁你會點咧？你會做咩？讚美主，你會唔會麥當勞呢？你會做咩啊？所以我哋都會投訴啦，我哋又搞錯，佢哋會叫我哋，佢哋知噶。喺加勒芬現就發生咗呢個情況，酒冇曬啦。咁嗰度就有啲好出名嘅食家，咁啊。主就喺嗰度等我睇下，咁邊個會俾啲食物俾我啦？阿個伯阿約望就坐咗喺左耶穌左中間，嗰度好多好出名嘅一啲聖界什麼同埋，但係嗰度只有得一個人，冇人話俾佢聽，但係佢睇到聖母就係睇到，就係嗰度係個夫婦啦，嗰度係掙扎緊，應該點做啦？就真係一個聖聖上嘅支援啦。佢話俾耶穌，佢哋冇酒咯喎。跟住就話：女人，謝願你寒乾， 同我亦都有何干呢？女人，聽來好似好粗魯喎。你知唔知每一次耶穌叫聖母叫女人呢？呢個就係一個使命，一個事工。當耶穌喺十字架下，仰望住仰望，仰望住聖母女人，
揸住你嘅。
这个就是一个事奉祭，若望因为一个最爱的宗徒，所以这个是一个事奉祭，将这个圣母交给一个最爱的子嗣，所以任何人这个最爱呢，这个也是教会的一个最爱，也都圣母也是一个事奉，所以每一次圣母叫圣母作女人的话呢，这个就是一个事奉的联系，这个不是说贬低圣母，只不过就是录作一个使命。
What is it to do with you and me? What is her reply?
这个同我又同你有何干呢？
What is her reply?
咁圣母点讲？
To whom?
就同佢咁样讲啦。佢就算想冇理冇答耶稣啦，即系有时妈妈有冇？你有冇喺公屋见过？就系有时阿妈话：诶，呢有几多个母亲喺度啊？呢有几多妈妈喺度啊？有一半系妈妈，有一半都系妈妈。妈，赞美主，
哈
利路亚，
哈
利路亚，
哈利路亚。
同妈妈一齐，你话俾个仔去做一啲嘢嘅时间啦，你话俾个仔女做啲嘢，有时佢哋想话翻俾你知，我哋唔想做啊。你受咗费事理佢哋啦，系嘛？你就行开啫嘛。我话过做啦，跟住你行开。而我阿媽媽亦都係咁樣，就有時佢會同我講：我説我唔好彩嘅，我哋有三房嘅間屋，有上層下層啦。咁香港咧，有啲好幸運啦，因為有啲媽媽好幸運，因為有時你唔使嗌嘅。因為香港咧，因為間屋細啊嘛，嚇咁細啦，一細細聲你已經聽到啦。喺香港就可以啲聲就好温柔噶啦。梗係一度，因為我聲好大，因為我哋屋大啊嘛，所以你一定要大聲，一定要嗌你先聽到。所以我阿媽就大聲嗌我做呢樣嘢啦。咁嗰時我就話：，我冇啊，我有其他嘢做。佢都唔係理我，跟住佢行開咗噶啦。跟住佢就話俾我聽，就話俾我聽，如果我就走噶啦。站住，呢個就聖母就係咁樣，佢就係嚟到呢度，佢就話俾天主知，佢哋冇走啦。跟住佢哋望住工人，就按耶穌叫你做咩，你就做咩啦。呢個就係呢個靈性上嘅。咁呢個旅程咧就係呢一個好強嘅信德。站住，哈利路亞。另一個好靚嘅一個就係梅瑟啦，一個好靚嘅舉例。喺就係梅瑟，呢個係一個靈性上嘅喺呢個。在《生命記》的九章十八十九節，《生命記》九章十八至十九。赞美主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。为了你们所犯的一切过过，在了上主眼中视为安息事，使他怒怒，我就像上次一样，俯伏在地上上主面前四十天四十夜，不吃不喝，因为上主对你们大发愤怒，要消灭你们。所以你们所犯的罪呢，所以我冇食冇饮四十天四十夜，就是因为梅瑟在那一刻就是强，他是一个在灵性上的牺牲。所以当在这个福许之地的时候呢，梅瑟呢就是一个背住所有的灵性上的责任，四十天四十夜，又不吃又不饮，因为是你们所犯的罪，是使到上主发怒，大发愤怒，赞美主，哈利路亚。当你看到你兄弟姊妹周围去，他们得到拯救，你都应该可以为他们去守斋的，为他们牺牲，你都是一个灵性上的支援，为了他们。你的守斋是有一个目的的，不要因为守斋，这个 有時喺受差係一個呼召嘅意義啦。我冇嘢做，所以我受差。所以耶穌就話就變咗你肚餓咁啊，疲憊功靈。呢個唔係受差，受差係一種一個犧牲，為你自己奉獻，讓你去喺呢個想得到成長，在你的靈性上得到成長，去通過守齋。當我們守齋的時間，我們是為一個一些原因，是一個很自私自己的原因，我們會看到其他人，我們送給他們而去犧牲，我們跟他們一起受傷害。在這種我自己的靈性上的成長，他們也都得到幫助，在那個情況他們得到掙扎，而每身也都是做這一件事，他是為這一件事做犧牲。在出谷記33章，
梅森
是為上帝的代禱，其他人都是得到幫助，接著也都是生氣，我不想跟你們在一起。我們耶穌說我不想再跟你們在一起了，所以梅森就說在14節，所以我必親自去使你獲得安床。
耶和華
你話你，我會得到安息。所以我就話，如果你耶穌，梅瑟就係同上主喺度嗌，就求主話，如果嗰啲人係有罪嘅話，我仍然企呢一度，我係一個代禱者，我亦都係一個代禱者。不要為他們而放棄，不要放棄他們。你們就算在這裡，你們作為一個基督徒的團體，你們看到外面的世界，外面很虛弱，你看到一個外面的世界是強拒天主，就算他們是很多魔鬼很多罪，不要看著他們，這個跟我沒有關係。不要看著他們的罪障，我跟他們沒有感覺。為你的兄弟
姊妹，
為他們去的臨，他們的痛去臨，去感受。跟住話俾啲人，我唔會放棄。佢哋唔係靈性上嘅強。如果係呢個咁係一件事嘅話，我哋佢哋係麻木嘅話，咁我哋自己，我哋就唔應該坐喺呢度。記住，我哋嘅過去，有啲人喺某啲地。在生命上某些時間，有些人都是為我們去祈禱，所以我們怎樣去跨越這件事。我知道我生命就是這樣，有時候有些人是為我去祈禱，當時我很空虛，我沒有任何生命的方向，我也沒有任何的靈性上的知
識，
但是可能是我媽媽，可能是一些我甚至我不認識的人，可能是坐在一間房裡為我們代禱，他們就會替我靈性上救援，他們就告訴天主，天主不要放棄他們，不要放棄他們的愛子，所以我今天就可以變成強。記住，我們不會放棄，為任何人放棄，我們不會望著你世界，因為他們抗拒天主，而我們就跟我們沒有關係，我們是跟他們一起有聯繫。為何天主要給你這個地方，就想想，就是這一座房，你在這個地方有這麼多高樓大廈，香港就是充滿這個大樓的地方，這麼多大樓，你看看，當我是很開心的走路，因為太陽不會曬到你的，香港因為周圍都是結束，周圍都是大樓，所以呢，所以昨天我走了一兩點，因為我要走了，我真的很開心，因為太陽都不曬的，我每一個地方一定是有遮陰的地方，在這個石屎森林，這個就是一個石屎森林，每一條大家都是一個很小的地方，當你有在有個聖經在後面的話，當你有人在你得到醫治去祈禱，11點早朝早，我們都知道我們自己有幾咁忙碌，香港人啊就是神舉世聞名，周圍走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走走 喺呢個入邊，你要揾時間坐喺度，喺聖體面前啦，就話俾天主知啦，為出邊嘅人唔好放棄啊，因為我哋係靈性上係比較強，你就話俾天主，我係帶住佢哋，因為聽日可能其中一個人，可能亦都會坐喺呢一度，一個。聖上為你代禱支援，站在這些人和天主之間，就好像梅瑟站在天主和不信人一樣。天主不要放他們，為四十年的梅瑟都是這樣做。40年，這個是一個很驚奇，有時候想想我應該不敢說，但我也想想一下，有時候我覺得梅瑟是多過天主的愛，是多點上，不要出去跟他這樣說啊。但是呢，有時天主真的很生氣人的嘛，但是梅瑟呢，仍然都告訴天主不要放棄他們，去想想這件事的話，當你想到這一切的話，梅瑟就算突反而去不到應許之地，但是呢，你甚至乎你會去想想去看看梅瑟五書啦，跟住我一路看，喺去到最尾嗰幾日，梅瑟嘅最尾嗰幾日，梅瑟喺生命記，就係成個過程都係生命記咁樣去講嘅。跟住我就唔會同你哋一齊，因為我唔能夠去呢個應許之地。佢冇喊喎。他也不悲傷，因為梅瑟知道他可能拿得好一點的東西，梅瑟知道他要去天主的地方，所以他不是很傷心，但是很成熟，你看到他很成熟，甚至你會在生命記你會看到梅瑟的死那種靈性，他就在說他自己死亡，我不會去到應許之地，我求主如果我去，但天主告訴他我不去得，真的很漂亮去讀這一件事，去看這個人為了這些人的困難，40年的困難，背負的困難，而他就這樣去過去，而我們也都會這樣做，我們祈禱在這裡，接著我們都會過去，但是在外面會有些事發生，這個你就是本身，當我們去到約瑟亞，我樹啊，係呢度好愛，係每一個每世做一個備職，耶穌我都會做。咁當然有每世成日都會做先嘅，但係每世將佢所有嘅祝福包曬俾耶穌啊，耶穌啊亦都去到應許之地，亦都做咗好多偉大嘅事。我哋會記，我哋希望我哋繼續。一個所謂的靈性上的支援，我們希望做到耶穌，我們可以帶領其他人去這個應許之地，但是我們不好說我們不關心我們兄弟姊妹，我們一定要關心我們的兄弟姊妹，好像腓立比書那樣說，任何一派在帝讀書，在帝讀書裡面2:3，也要教訓老虎，在舉止上要聖善，不毀謗人，不沉湎於酒，但教人行善，好能教導青年婦女愛丈夫、愛子女、慎重清潔、勤理家務、良善，服從自己的丈夫，免得使人詆毀天主的聖道。你也要，當你要教，當其他人不得，讓他們去教，彼此去教導，這個也是天主話我們，讓我們去靈性，通過我們的守齋，通過我們祈禱，通過我們的代禱，讓我們在天主面前站立，讓我們代禱，為我們兄弟姊妹代禱，去身體力行地跟我們一起，但是不要遮掩，不要逃避，不要逃避這個責任，所以一個靈性上的支援，這個責任不要逃避，因為從前，因為沒有忘記，亦都有人為你這樣做過，在這個之後，現在就是輪到你們了，做你們的責任，所以我說，當我來到聖堂，不要覺得 就淨係覺得你自己係最重要，你哋個隔離嘅兄弟姊妹亦都係重要嘅。所以我哋而家將會為你殺聖祭做準備，喺呢個準備之中，啊，同你嘅兄弟姊妹就問佢哋：你需唔需要我為你去做一啲祈禱呢？做啦，習慣一下，因為我哋唔習慣，我哋真係好冷淡，我哋唔需要去人哋嘅私隱。或者呢個係咯，如果係一個私隱嘅人，哋唔會同你講嘅，你唔好擔心。但係呢度嘢都係有一啲一定要同你分享嘅，所以你如果有一啲好在今日我好，譬如話我對我私道生活我有啲有掙扎。如果我對我私道生活有掙扎嘅話，我點咧？當你每一個喂，你想我為你做咩祈禱呢？跟住我哋就話俾佢聽，哦，你個幹神，個人就走咗。當每一個人之後嘅事，成日都講之後，但係之前我唔問過喎。好多人會嚟到聖堂，會翻去問下自己。冇人同我一齊祈禱，因為佢哋係好寂寞，佢哋就喺個地方。我哋如果我諗咁，我要離開我師徒嘅話，我會覺得我自己好破碎。所以我期望有啲人嚟問我，有啲人係咪需要為你祈禱？我唔知要做咩嘢，我就問下，就希望為我做個師徒，做個好師徒祈禱啦。所以今日我哋有兩分鐘。仲有兩分鐘，準備彌撒。喺兩分鐘啦，我哋去問下我哋兄弟姊妹，去問下佢有冇嘢需要為你祈禱。跟住作為一個祈禱儀向，去做一個祝福你哋，作為祈禱詞。
先收咗聖體，先收奉先，咁順便你都係。